This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports. We want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Savannah in the Low Country, and welcome to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3 WSEG. Yep, it's Saturday morning, it's February 6th, and just having a lot of fun getting things worked out here, and hopefully we're right on track and we're going where we need to go. And once again, a little cloudy outside, 45 degrees, feels like 39, feels like where I used to live in New York. But once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm glad you could join me. We're here for another live 2 hours of talking about local sports. And once again, we got a lot going on. And I know my first segment, we had technical difficulties. Now we're into the second segment already. And once again, we got another annual sporting event going on here in Savannah, Georgia, that's become very, very popular. Right now, they're doing a Tybee Kreitz run out there on Tybee Island. But next week, we'll be over at Benedictine Military School at Sea Ride Drive, and we'll be, I guess, observing or being part of the fourth annual Ricky McAllister Memorial Lacrosse Classic. And joining us now to get the lowdown on the ESPN Radio Hotline is the man himself, Coach Dick McAllister. Good morning, Dick. How's it going?
Hey, Coach. How are you?
Hey, keeping busy talking local sports and having a lot of fun doing it. And once again, I can't believe lacrosse season's going strong, and the fourth annual Ricky McAllister Memorial Lacrosse Classic is taking place.
Actually, this year it is our sixth annual.
Sixth annual?
We've had this tournament.
Okay, my information is wrong. I got the printout. It says the fourth annual, but we'll go with the sixth annual. So, Coach, this is a passion of yours to bring the fastest game on 2 feet here to Savannah, Georgia. Tell us how it all got started and what's it all about.
Well, it started 6 years ago when we started our the lacrosse program, the first high school lacrosse program at BC. My son was killed in a car accident shortly before the very first practice, and they asked me to come and coach. I coached the team for the past 6 years. The last 2 years with Dennis Daly. And we decided shortly after Ricky died that we wanted, we really wanted to honor him. And we also wanted to set up a foundation and do some things for youth lacrosse and teen driving in Savannah. So we started the tournament. The tournament this year will have 14 teams from all the way from U11 up to high school. It'll run from 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock on Saturday, 4 to 6 on Saturday. Kell High School out of Atlanta will come down and play a scrimmage against BC, which is kind of a highlight of our tournament. And then Sunday we'll do the championship games and the feed into the championship games, and we'll run from 9 to 3 on Sunday.
And I know, being over there for the past 4 years, I mean, you got games going all over the place. Is there a course to get in? Is there any place where they can make donations to the McAllister Fund?
Well, everything is, you know, to get in, it's free. We have food provided by Scott Reddick on the grill. He basically donates all of his time, and Drew Ambos donates all of the food, so that all of the proceeds for the tournament go to the Ricky McAllister Foundation. If you wish to donate to the Ricky McAllister Foundation, you can go to rip10.com, and there's a donor page up in the upper right-hand corner of it.
So the tournament is twofold. Once again, you're supporting local lacrosse, which is on the rise. Benedictine, the first high school program here. Now we got Islands High School starting a lacrosse program. We got a lot of club teams in the area. And the second fold is to make our young drivers, new drivers, aware of the dangers of driving. And it's a great job. So get involved. How many people do you expect out there this year, Coach?
We've had as many as 1,000 spectators for the tournament. We normally have, you know, 500 to 600 people. Plus, you realize with 14 teams, you got 20 kids per team. So there's 280 right there. Should be a big crowd. And I want to send a little shout out to you for starting the first public school lacrosse program in Savannah. And your 10 o'clock game will be the first time that a public school has played a lacrosse game in the city of Savannah. So your foresight to get that started at Islands High School, I want to congratulate you for that.
Well, you know, I've had some great help, and his name is Coach Dick McAllister, and everybody thinks that you're just geared towards the Benedictine lacrosse program, but people don't know how much desire and passion you have for bringing this sport to Savannah, Georgia. And yeah, it's a credit to me, but it's really credit to the kids at Islands High School that wanted a lacrosse program. And I got to thank the principal, Kerry Corsi, for giving us the green light. But you're a big proponent behind this too, sir.
Well, I love the sport. I love seeing it grow. I mean, we're seeing it sprout up in Richmond Hill and Effingham County, Savannah Christian, Calvary. I mean, it's sprouting up all over the place. I talked to Pooler Rec Center. They're starting a U11 program. They had 30 some kids that showed up to the informational meeting for a U11 program. So it's exploding. It's exciting to see. It is the fastest growing sport in the country, and it will explode in Savannah. You know, once three or four of the schools in the area, you know, become GHSA schools, it will absolutely explode. That's what I've been working towards for the last 6 years.
And once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3. I'm talking to Coach Dick McAllister from the Benedictine Lacrosse Program, but also the director with his wife of the Ricky McAllister Foundation. And we got the sixth annual Ricky McAllister Memorial Lacrosse Clinic going on, classic going on. Coach, always a pleasure. You do a great job with this. And I know you got the kids at heart and you want to see this grow. And once again, like you said, it's the fastest game on 2 feet, but it's the fastest growing sport here in the South.
Come see us next weekend at Benedictine. It's a great tournament for a great cause, great food, and you'll love the time you spend there.
Thanks, Coach. I'll be there.
Thank you, Coach. I love seeing you on the sidelines.
You got it. I appreciate you. And like I said, Coach McAllister, it means so much to him. Yes, Ricky McAllister died in a car crash, and the kid was a big, avid athlete. Lacrosse was his love, and they got it kicked off, and it just didn't get to be part of it. But his name lives on, and that's what it's all about. You know, the mission of the Ricky McAllister Foundation is to provide driver education to our students, our athletes, our teenagers in the Georgia coastal area and South Carolina, and then, of course, to promote Ricky's love as far as sports go is lacrosse. So once again, next Saturday and Sunday at Benedictine, which is on Sea Wright Drive, you can be involved or come watch the sixth Ricky McAllister Memorial Lacrosse Class Cast. All right, well, we got the show rolling. We're on a roll. And once again, we got another young man waiting in the wings. He just signed a national letter of intent to play Division I football at Wake Forest. He's going to be a Demon Deacon after he finishes his career as being an HVJacon Warrior. I'm talking about Arkeem Byrd. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3. Remember, you can listen to us on the internet at ESPNCoastal.com. Get the ESPN Radio app, download it, and go to Savannah Hilton Head, or go to TuneIn Radio, TUNEIN, TuneIn Radio, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah.
I'm Mark Woolsey with the Georgia News Network. A second man's been arrested in the killing of Mercer University basketball player Jabri Bryant, who was gunned down outside a downtown Macon convenience store earlier this week. Damian DeRay Henderson was picked up after a chase in DeKalb County. Police think that he was the shooter. The aftermath of Mother Nature's fury will force cleanup into the weekend in southeast Georgia. No one was hurt, but cars, homes, and base operational buildings were damaged after a tornado slammed into Fort Stewart Wednesday. In Bacon County, school was called off as roads flooded, flooding made worse by the replacement of trees with blueberry farms there.
Those blueberry fields and open fields now are draining water instead of holding or using water, so they're filling up the ditches and the creeks.
Bacon Emergency Management Director Danny Turner. Authorities put out sandbags in Lee County. I'm Mark Woolsey, GNN News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-277-5949. 800-277-5949.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts. Don't miss this limited time offer. We're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. Call 800-395-9465. That's 800-395-9465.
To hit a home run, you need to anticipate all the options. And just like in our daily lives, it's better to be prepared before you're thrown a curveball. As one of the oldest and most trusted independent insurance agencies in the Southeast, Bernard Williams Insurance believes in preparing for those unexpected challenges that life throws our way. By providing the best coverage, loss control, and claim services in the industry, Bernard Williams Insurance and auto owners make sure that you are ready for the next pitch. And we appreciate our clients and our communities for letting us be members of their teams for over 80 years. Whether it's home, auto, life, health, business, or financial planning, let Bernard Williams Insurance and auto owners help you plan a winning strategy. For more information, call us at 912-234-4476 or visit us at thepowerofthesHield.com.
Hey guys, it's Andreas at MetalPressions.com, your local artisan jeweler online in Savannah, Georgia. Valentine's Day is coming up this year, and you don't want to bomb it again with flowers that die or chocolate that makes you fat. So come to MetalPressions.com, and we'll help you design a custom piece of personalized handmade jewelry your Valentine's Day sweetheart is going to love. So give us a call, 800-554-8196, 800-554-8196, or visit us at MetalPressions.com, and we'll help keep you out of the doghouse.
Good times, good friends, and good food. Come join the family at Basil's Pizza and Deli on Wilmington Island, Johnny Mercer Boulevard next to Ace. Thanks to you, Basil's Pizza and Deli has meant family-friendly food and fun 7 days a week for more than 15 years. Check out the new bar at Basil's with over 16 craft brews on tap, big games on big TVs, and live music inside or outside on the deck Thursday through Sunday, and the best pizza in town. So bring your family to meet our family. Good times, good friends, good food. Basil's Pizza and Deli.
Now, more with the coach, Carl DeMasi, on ESPN 104.3 WSEG.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and remember, today's show is right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. Well, we're on a roll. We're into quarter number three, and I'm sorry we had to start the show a little late, but once again, we just got talking to Dick McAllister, the coordinator of the 6th annual Ricky McAllister Memorial Lacrosse Classic, which will take place next week at Benedictine. Over 14 schools involved, and I know I'm saying it again, the first public school is going to be involved in this Lacrosse Classic, Islands High School. I'm excited to be part of it, and I got to thank Coach McAllister for helping us get this going. Well, you know, we just passed National Signing Day on February 3rd, which was Wednesday, and I got to give a big shout-out to a young man who I got to watch play football for 4 years over at H.V. Jenkins High School. Great kid, great football player, great student. He had to be a great student because he signed his national letter of intent to get to Wake Forest, which is one of the toughest schools to get into academically. But he's going to take his athletic talent in the game of football and... Okay, I'm just getting a little tweet across here, a message that we're trying to get Arkeen back on the line. But my next guest was supposed to be Arkeen Byrd, who is the star running back at H.V. Jenkins High School. He just signed a national intent to play at Wake Forest. We had Alex Herndon sign a national intent to go play at Army with Jeff Munkin. We had Sandus Creech from B.C. just sign a national intent to go play football at the Citadel. So we had, you know, a lot of local kids. We're still waiting to see where Demetrius Robinson is going to wind up from Savannah Christian. Hasn't made a decision yet, so we're waiting to see what he does. So I can't forget, it was other sports, and I do apologize if I missed some of the other kids, but I got to send a big out to Aaron Osborne at Savannah Christian. He signed a football scholarship, but we're talking about soccer in America, to go play at the University of Memphis. So, I mean, you got to be happy about it. So the kid did a good job. So until we get him, I didn't start off the show with, like I do with all my information, local news. We'll get into that, and we'll talk about, of course, National Signing Day later on. But once again, the Atlanta Hawks, they're still in first place in the Southeast Division. They're fourth in the conference. They're 30-22. They won last night. They beat Indiana. They'll play tomorrow against Orlando in Orlando at 1 o'clock. Pro football, Super Bowl 50. And I've been alive for every single one. I've watched every single one. Of course, my most favorite was back in 1969 when Joe Willie Namath said the Jets will beat the Baltimore Colts, and they did. Just unbelievable. I can't forget it. I got my Joe Namath football jersey, and I can't believe we're at the 50th Super Bowl already. So I'm an old man. So I was 6 years old when the first one was played. So we got Denver taking on Carolina at the 49ers, San Francisco 49ers Stadium. Not in San Francisco, but in Santa Clara, California. And, of course, it's called Levi's Stadium. We got to have a sponsor. But Denver takes on Carolina. I'm rooting for Denver. I'm rooting for Peyton Manning to go out riding the horse high. Carolina is great. I love watching Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers. But my heart's with Denver. And I think Denver has a very good defense. So, you know, it's the number one defense against the number two defense. It's going to be exciting. I'm leaning towards the Denver Broncos. That's, once again, tomorrow at 6:30, Super Bowl 50, Denver versus Carolina. So, in golf, we got Brian Harman playing at the Waste Management Open at the TPC course in Scottsdale, Arizona. He's tied for 61st. He's at even par. In the Web.com Tour, Mark Silvers is tied for 36th at the Club Championship in Bogota, South America, the Bogota Country Club. So we got those two guys going as far as running events. We got the big Kreitz Tybee Run Fest. It was, of course, the brainchild of a man that we lost too early, Robert Espinoza. Last night they did the Basil's Kitty Run. Last night they completed the North Beach Grill 5K Run. Today at 7 o'clock they had the Sunday Cafe 10K Run. Then 8:30, they went to the Choose Half Marathon. And at 12 o'clock, we'll have the Lighthouse Pizza 2.8-mile beach run. And at 1 o'clock, we'll finish it up with the YMCA 1-mile run. So people that signed up can do any one of those events. They could do all five. They could do one, whichever you choose. What's amazing about it, if you participate in all five, the distance adds up to a marathon, 26.2 miles. So, once again, great job with Dale Kreitz supporting the Kreitz Tybee Run. He stepped in when they lost their sponsor. And once again, Fleet Feet of Savannah with the, I guess, the dream of making running a big sport here in Savannah. He did that, Robert Espinoza. So, once again, that's going on at Tybee Island. So, if you headed out there, going to be a lot of people out there. It's going to be going on all day. Don't forget the ESPN... Sorry, don't forget ESPN Coastal Georgia and ESPN Savannah now is supporting the big ESPN Diabetes 5K run. It's going to bring awareness. It's going to raise funds for research. And, of course, it's going to support and promote health and wellness about this disease, diabetes. Some of us are born with it, like good friend of mine, BJ Bennett, who's one of the on-air personalities heard here every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 on ESPN Radio Savannah. He's affected by this disease. He's going to be a host. It's going to be February 20th out on Hutchinson Island. It's the ESPN Diabetes Day. So join BJ and the rest of us here at ESPN Savannah on Hutchinson Island on February 20th. Please go to facebook.com/ESPN5K or go to my Facebook page. Go to ESPN Savannah Facebook page. Go to it. Get involved. Sign up and help a great cause. That'll be February 20th. I'll be doing my show live from Hutchinson Island, and then these guys will come on after me, and we'll have a whole day of ESPN Radio out of Hutchinson Island. Maybe they'll let my man PJ Zucco out of the studio so he can be involved in this. All right, high school news. Swimming, we got the Georgia High School State Association Finals at Georgia Tech going on. We have six swimmers advancing as far as I know. If you have someone else, you can please text me or tweet me at KD Sports Report or text me at my phone at 912-507-9158. John Metaxas from Jenkins, Tyler Rucker from Savannah Early College, Andrew Rowick from the Arts Academy, Harrison Wehner from the Arts Academy, Tori Shoemaker from the Arts Academy, and Jesslyn Graham from Windsor Forest. Also, Jordan Gully from Richmond Hill. They all are advancing. I think we had 29 swimmers in the area going to the state swimming. So we got seven advancing to the final study up there at Georgia Tech. Wrestling, we had over 69 wrestlers going to different areas, different classification sectionals. The top eight move on to go to the championship. So there are two sectionals. There's an A and B division in each classification. So, for example, Class A has a sectional A area. Class A has a sectional B area. So eight wrestlers from each area will go on. So there'll be 16 wrestlers from each classification going to the Georgia High School State Association State Wrestling Championships next weekend. High school basketball in 5A. Let's start with the ladies first. Statesboro beats Richmond Hill 35-25. Effingham beats South Effingham 64-60. Wow, South Effingham only had two losses on the year. They're both in the same region. Once again, when you play up in the Ham, and it's Effingham against South Effingham, great rivalry. You probably had to get there early. In 4A, Liberty County beats New Hampstead 66-48. Liberty County on a roll. Class AAA, these are the ladies. Savannah High beats Pierce County 40-39. Beach beats Tattnall 59-29. Jenkins beats Appling County 55-30. Johnson beats Brantley County 80-33. In Double A, Long County beats St. Vincent's 58-49. Groves beat Bacon County 55-21. In Single A, Wheeler County upsets Woodville Tompkins 69-59. And Claxton beats Savannah Christian 43-28. On the boys' side, 5A, Richmond Hill beats Statesboro 49-42. Effingham beats South Effingham 77-44. And 4A, Liberty County beats New Hampstead 84-62. Windsor Forest beats Thompson 65-61. In 3A, Jenkins beats Appling County 89-30. Islands beats Dodge County 66-58. Savannah beats Pierce County 70-31. And Johnson beats Brantley County 70-50. In AA, Bacon County beat Groves 64-35. Benedictine beats Long County. Good win for the Cadets right there. 62-59. Class A, Country Day beats Jenkins. Sorry, Calvary Day beats Jenkins County 61-35. Savannah Christian beat Claxton 65-42. Woodville Tompkins beats Wheeler County 75-43. And at Skeezah, Bethesda beats Hilton Head Christian 73-34. Bible Baptist beats Thomas Hayward 62-29. All right, well, that wraps up the high school scoreboard. Big game tonight for first place. The recently two state champions comes from Savannah, Georgia. Johnson won 2 years ago. Jenkins won last year. Tonight at Johnson for the Region 3A championship to host the Region 3A tournament, Jenkins boys takes on Johnson boys. Johnson beat Jenkins a week ago. So a rematch, packed house. You better get there early. Game's supposed to start about, 8:30. So If you want to watch the championship of Region 3A, get out there and watch them. All right, next up, we're going to talk a little bit with my man, the host of High School First Look, heard here on ESPN in Savannah, and of course, my producer who got me through all this technical difficulty, PJ Zucco. We're going to turn two. What that means, we're going to take two trending topics in the world of sports today, talk about them, break them down, and give you how we feel about them. You're listening to the Call to Smotsy Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah.
February 20th, grand prize of America Avenue on Hutchinson Island in the heart of Savannah. It's the first annual ESPN Diabetes 5K and Fun Run, raising awareness and funds for diabetes research. Hosted by 3 and Out personality and type 1 diabetes survivor BJ Bennett.
Join me and join the fight against diabetes by helping to raise funds for a condition that adversely affects millions of people. Stop by for a great time and a great cause. Bring your family and friends as we raise funds and raise awareness in the fight against diabetes.
The Diabetes 5K and Fun Run is a great event for a great cause. And you can get registered right now. Look for the ESPN Diabetes 5K on Facebook and click on the link to SavannahRaces.com. Do it today to register at a special discounted rate. Fun, prizes, music, vendors. It's all coming to the ESPN Diabetes 5K and Fun Run February 20th. Get registered now.
Are you looking to buy a house or refinance your current mortgage? Stop right now. My name is David Soderlund, owner of Harbor Mortgage Company, and I'm here to walk you through it all. Taking out a mortgage these days can be confusing, to say the least. What type of loan should I take out? What do I qualify for? Is my credit score good enough? Or how do we get started? At Harbor Mortgage, we've got your answers. We've helped individuals and families from all walks of life, from 800 credit score home buying veteran to the credit challenged first time home buyer and everyone in between. At Harbor Mortgage, we do VA loans, FHA loans, conventional loans, jumbo loans. We do all of them. When it comes to getting a mortgage, we'll have your game plan. To start that conversation, call 912-920-0770. Visit us online at harbormortgagecompany.com or simply stop by our office on King George Boulevard. There's no obligation, there is no pressure, and there's no upfront money. Let's just have a conversation. At Harbor Mortgage, we're here for you. Visit us online at harbormortgagecompany.com or call 912-920-0770. Harbor Mortgage, your light in the fog.
Georgia Residential Mortgage License 16551, MLS number 168026.
A revolution in auto care? That's RPM Auto Works at 1694 Chatham Parkway. That's because RPM Auto Works is totally transparent. You can watch the repairs to your vehicle from the comfort of their glass waiting room or receive photos while you're at work or home. RPM Auto Works is setting new standards for total car care in the Savannah area by creating an open, honest show-and-tell relationship with customers. You will never be upsold services you don't need. RPM Auto Works performs diagnostics, service, and repairs on all makes and models, too, and takes the time to educate you as to your needs now and in the future. All makes, all models, all services, foreign and domestic. That's RPM Auto Works, a revolution in auto care. Owner Rick Broussard is a proud Benedictine alumni. Online at rpmautoworks.com or give them a ring at 912-651-5500. That's 912-651-5500.
The Georgia Southern Eagles are soaring into a new campaign. Basketball season and single game tickets are on sale now at gseagles.com. All 15 men's games, all 15 women's games, including 9 Sun Belt Conference doubleheaders. Season tickets start as low as $65 per sport, or you can purchase a combo season ticket for only $120. Catch every shot, every steal, every slam dunk. Call 1-800-GSU-WIN or head to gseagles.com. Georgia Southern Hoops, the journey continues. Continues.
With approved credit plus dealer processing fee, restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, hey you! You don't need a tax refund to buy a new Toyota at Walker Jones and Waycross. That's right, you can keep it all. Keep your tax refund. Put no money down and make no payments till May with rates as low as 0%. Plus, your new Toyota includes Toyota care maintenance and a non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty good at participating dealerships. Get all of this and more at Walker Jones Toyota and Waycross. Shop online at walkerjonestoyota.com.
Now,
more Carl DeMasi on ESPN 104.3 WSEG.
And that's right, I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm glad you could join me. Whether you join me for 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 7 minutes, I just got to let you know, I'm the number one talk show right here in Savannah, Georgia, on Saturday mornings from 9 to 10. And I'm the only live talk show on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, every Saturday morning. I'm not blowing my horn, but it's true. I'm the only live talk show. And, you know, I like to get to this point right away, and I call this Turn 2. Going to take two key points that are trending in sports today, and I'm going to break it down and tell you how I feel. And, of course, I love having my little paisan, the host of ESPN's High School First Look show during football season, is ESPN Coastal's, ESPN Savannah's own PJ Zucco. Morning, PJ. How's it going? PJ, do you hear me? PJ, okay. We're gonna put PJ on the sideline. And we're going to go jump back to my last segment. I was supposed to have this young man on. He just signed a national letter of intent. We'll come back to Turn 2 later on. He just signed a national letter of intent to play football at Wake Forest. He's going to be a Demon Deacon, no longer an H.V. Jenkins Warrior. Had a great season, number one recruits in the nation. I think he had over 30 schools looking at him. But joining us now on the ESPN Radio Hotline is the running back, is the man, from H.V. Jenkins High School, Arkeem Bird. Arkeem, glad we could hook up. How's it going?
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, pretty exciting time for you. You reached the dream. You're getting to the next level. You're getting to college football. How does that make you feel?
Oh, man, it feels great. I feel relieved.
Well, you know, you feel relieved. Hopefully you can tell everybody the process that goes into this, because, I mean, you were pressured, you were getting phone calls, you were getting people showing up on the campus at Jenkins wanting to talk to you. How much pressure did you feel in this whole process of finding a college that you wanted to play football at?
Oh, man, it was stressful, but time management skills and just learning all the right people and just looking at the right things and just follow your heart and just, you can tell by the coaches, by the way they act with you and stuff like that, which one the right coach for you.
Well, I mean, you had a number of schools looking at you that wanted you to go there. Pretty exciting. I mean, just for example, you had Missouri, Georgia Tech, Minnesota, Colorado State, Appalachian State, Army, Boston College, Central Michigan, Georgia Southern, Georgia State. I mean, we can go on and on. What made you choose Wake Forest?
Everything just fell in place. I felt the most comfortable at Wake Forest. I felt like I could develop there as on the field and off the field. And I believe in the program, and I believe in Coach Clausen and Coach Hunter. And he all came down to see me, check up on me, and just make sure everything was good. And everything just falls in place.
Well, congratulations again. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We just dumped the segment Turn 2 to talk to a local kid who's going to make a big splash now on the college level. He made it here at H.V. Jenkins High School as a running back, as a wide receiver. Whatever Coach Adams needed him to do, he did. Where do you foresee yourself playing at Wake Forest, Arkeem?
Running back.
Running back. They already told you that they got you slotted in there?
Right, yes, sir.
Okay, well, that's got to be a dream come true. Did the other schools all slate you a running back, or they had other positions for you?
Other positions. Defensive back or running back.
Which one do you like most, defensive back or running back?
Running back.
What do you like so much about being a running back?
I've just been doing it all my whole life. I feel like it's my natural position.
Natural position. So, all right, so you took the trip to a number of different campuses. Now, I want you to be honest with me. Which one did you feel was the most beautiful campus that you visited?
The most beautiful campus I visited, I would say Wake Forest.
I knew you were going to say that because that's what you chose. It's just a special place, and you're getting there. Did you ever see when you first started playing football that you'd be a college football player?
Yes, sir.
That was a dream come true for you, eh?
Yeah, so I was believing myself.
Tell people how much work you had to put into getting to where you're going to be next year.
Non-stop work, you know, waking up early in the morning, going to the gym, staying at the practice, just doing extra drills, a lot of work that had to be put in to get to this point.
Now, as far as Jenkins High School goes, how much help did you get from Jenkins High School and, of course, the head man there, Tim Adams?
Oh, I got help from everybody. Everybody helped me out when it comes down to academics, football. Everybody helped me out.
And, you know, it takes a community to help a young man reach his dreams. And that's, once again, Arkeen Bird signed a national intent to attend Wake Forest to play football next year, of course, to be a student athlete. So what do you think process of getting to Wake Forest, what do you think is going to be different than high school when you get to that next level?
Speed, change the pace of the game. Everything going to be faster. So that's something I got to just adapt to. But it all come with just getting reps or whatnot.
Well, I mean, you're pretty quick. You run a 4.48 40. What else you think you're going to have to build up to play at that level besides your speed?
Just explosion, vision, power, everything like that. Just get ready for the college level.
And now, when are you supposed to report? When do you start getting to the full swing of dealing with Wake Forest in the football program?
June 6th.
June 6th, you got to report that early?
Oh, yeah, June 6th and June 8th. I won't report early before I go to the first session.
Wow, they get you there early. And then what do you stay there all summer, and they have you doing a workout program and getting accustomed to what's going on in college life?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now let's throw the football aside now. Not a fumble. Put it aside. I'm talking to Akeem Bird from HV Jenkins High School. I'm Carl DeMasi, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. He just signed national intent to play at Wake Forest. And this will be the last question I'm going to throw at you. As far as future plans outside of football, what are you going to study? What interests you? And what are you going to major at Wake Forest?
Physical therapy.
Physical therapy. You can come back and be a physical therapist, eh?
Yeah, that's another reason why I chose Wake Forest.
Okay. Well, Akeem, congratulations from the ESPN Savannah family. We've been watching you grow. I know the guys at ESPN have talked you up enough. B.J. Bennett, Matt Osborne, and Kevin Thomas, and, of course, P.J. Zucco. We're proud of you. Savannah's proud of you. Best of luck, and maybe we'll see you in Super Bowl 55-56.
I hope so.
All right, Akeem, thanks for coming on. Enjoy it, and once again, congratulations.
Thank you.
And once again, that's Arkeen Bird out of HV Jenkins High School. Just signed a national letter of intent to play football at Wake Forest. Excellent, excellent academic school. And once again, they play in the ACC, and the program is in the middle of the pack, but some years they've been at the top. So I wish him the best of luck. And once again, let's hope he can keep his dreams come true. Well, the first hour has gone by really quick, and I'm glad that you hung in with us and you're listening to us. I know we had a couple of rough spots there to begin with, but we're going to be back with hour number two. Everything's running smoothly. My man PJ Zucco down there in the studio, the producer has got everything running, so we're having a good time. Next up in the second hour, we're going to talk to Stephen Elmo Weeks. We're going to catch up on our two local professional golfers that are playing this weekend, of course. That's Brian Harmon out of Savannah Christian and Mark Silvers out of Savannah Country Day. They're both playing this weekend, and how he feels about the Super Bowl. Then we'll get into our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. We're going to have Isabel McDonald come on. She's not a scoring machine, but she's a defensive specialist for the St. Vincent's Lady Saints basketball program. She's also a very good cross-country runner and a soccer player. And then we're going to talk a little Super Bowl food with the man himself from Eat It and Like It, Jesse Blanco. Did you know he was a former sportscaster or sports reporter? So I'm excited about that. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3. Hour number's coming too. And once again, this is the only live talk sports show in Savannah on Saturday mornings, WSEG Sports Talk Savannah.
Sports Reports on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
International Diamond Center makes Valentine's sweeter than ever this year with an unprecedented offer. Just spend $99 or more on a fabulous piece of jewelry, and we'll give you some Valentine's sweets, flowers, and a gift card for dinner absolutely free. This is an offer only IDC can make. Just buy any jewelry for $99 or more, and we'll give you a gift card for dinner at Collins Quarters, flowers from Garden on the Square, and sweet treats from Marché de Macaroons all free. And you're going to love the collection of affordable Valentine's gifts we've put together, including the really popular Forever Us 2 stone rings you've seen on TV. Other stores sell them for $500 and up. But at International Diamond Center, you can get a fabulous two-stone ring for as low as $299. Make Valentine's one to remember this year with one-stop shopping. Pick out that perfect gift at International Diamond Center. Spend just $99 or more, and we'll give you the dinner, the flowers, and the sweets at no charge. International Diamond Center on Mall Boulevard, Savannah's direct diamond importer.
Nestled amongst the mossy oaks of historic Midtown, Habersham House is a five-star senior living community with spacious personal care apartments, five stars award-winning Bridge to Rediscovery Alzheimer care, and Lifestyle 360 physical therapy program for all residents. Our beautiful community is a comfortable and inviting place to live with restaurant-style dining, regular outings, and a variety of recreational and educational activities. Habersham House, 5200 Habersham Street in Savannah. Call Habersham House at 352-0070 for a tour.
It's a brand new day, and M Market's doing business in a brand new way. M Market is making their commitment to fresh food and good health more convenient than ever. Stop in today and experience M Market's gourmet coffees. Take comfort knowing our 100% Colombian coffee is part of the Rainforest Alliance. And our reusable, recyclable, re-enjoyable coffee mug refills are just 79 cents. End Market, fresh choices, friendly faces, enriching lives in the communities we serve.
ESPN Radio for Savannah and the Lowcountry. ESPN Radio 1400 and 104.3 WSEG Savannah.
I'm Mark Woolsey with the Georgia News Network. Officials say a chase that led to a standoff with a couple suspected in a multi-state crime spree began with a report of a robbery at a famous footwear store in Pensacola Thursday night. That chase into early Friday ended near Milton, Florida, as authorities traded gunfire with and killed 30-year-old Blake Fitzgerald. His girlfriend was wounded and remained under guard Saturday at a hospital. Police near Atlanta say a man suspected of shooting his wife after he was served with a temporary protective order has been arrested. Clayton County Police said in a statement Friday that 66-year-old Eddie Mac Allison allegedly shot his 44-year-old wife to death in a domestic dispute. A joint sex sting operation coordinated by Tennessee and Georgia officials and with a focus on child sex predators is wrapped up, with the arrest of a dozen Georgians and a total of 35 from both the Dalton area and Chattanooga. I'm Mark Woolsey on the Georgia News Network.
Congenital heart defects are the number one birth defect in the U.S., with nearly 1 in 100 babies born with CHDs each year. Between 2 and 3 million people live with CHDs, including more than 1 million adults. Despite advances in medicine, 15% of children with CHDs don't live past their 18th birthday. CHD research and programs are severely underfunded. The Congenital Heart Walk aims to correct this problem at the grassroots level. The Greater Atlanta Congenital Heart Walk will be held Saturday, April 30th at J.R. Miller Park in Marietta. Find out more at congenitalheartwalk.org.
Here's NASCAR Nationwide Series driver Justin Allgaier for Brandt.
Winning is about managing the variables that every race throws at us each week. The American farmer has to deal with the changing variables that Mother Nature delivers each week, too. Brandt powers us on track and powers and partners with the American farmer every day. And that winning partnership has been in place ever since 1953. Learn more about how Brandt and their products can help you online at www.brandt.co.
To hit a home run, you need to anticipate all the options. And just like in our daily lives, it's better to be prepared before you're thrown a curveball. As one of the oldest and most trusted independent insurance agencies in the Southeast, Bernard Williams Insurance believes in preparing for those unexpected challenges that life throws our way. By providing the best coverage, loss control, and claim services in the industry, Bernard Williams Insurance and auto owners make sure that you are ready for the next pitch. And we appreciate our clients and our communities for letting us be members of their teams for over 80 years. Whether it's home, auto, life, health, business, or financial planning, let Bernard Williams Insurance and auto owners help you plan a winning strategy. For more information, call us at 912-234-4476 or visit us at thepowerofthesHield.com.
This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports. We want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And good morning, Savannah and the Lowcountry, and welcome to hour number two of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3 WSEG. I'm Carl DeMasi. We're into hour number two. Hour number one got off to a rough start, but when you got a first little adversity, my man and I, PJ Zucco, we handle it with a little help from the biscuit man, Kevin Thomas. We're live and we're on air, and you got to remember, we're talking local sports, and it's a lot of fun every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. So it's 45 degrees outside. It's Saturday, February 6th, and it's Super Bowl Sunday tomorrow. There's a lot going on here in Savannah, Georgia. Don't forget tonight over at Johnson High School, the battle for the number one seed for the region tournament in that boys 3A conference. Johnson and Jenkins go at it. Whoever wins is going to be number one seed. If Jenkins beats Johnson, they're tied for number one. They'll flip a coin, and then we'll find out who's number one. If Johnson beats Jenkins again, Johnson is number one. So I'm excited about that. Get over there early if you want to get in there. Place will be packed. Once again, the Region 3A Championship online for the two defending state champions. Johnson won 2 years ago. Jenkins won last year. Pretty exciting time. Hour number two, we're going to start off with the man. He's waiting in the wings. The columnist, Stephen Elmo Weeks. This is the first quarter of the second game from 10 to 11. Quarter number two, about 10:17, we'll have the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from St. Vincent's Academy. She runs cross country, she plays basketball, and she's one of the soccer players over there for this Lady Saints, Isabel McDonald. Quarter number three, we're going to talk with the man himself, knows a lot about food, but he also knows a lot about sports. People don't realize he was a WTRC sports anchor. We're talking to the man himself who now likes to eat it and like it, Jesse Blanco. We're going to talk about food for Super Bowl. And I guess we're going to close out this segment, this hour, with turn two with my man, the host of High School First Look, right here on ESPN Savannah, PJ Zucco. So let's get into our guest right away. We'll do the sports scores later on. I know there's a lot of them. I love talking to guests, having guests on my show. He's a regular. Love talking to him. He's got a plethora of knowledge about local sports and, of course, sports in general. It's the columnist from the Savannah Morning News joining us on the ESPN Radio Hotline, and that's Stephen Elmo Weeks. What's up, Stephen?
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm having a lot of fun. Got over little glitches, but we're live and we're talking local sports, and I know you love doing that every week, and you're my golf expert. So let's throw it out. Who's hitting the ball straight and who's having a good time doing it?
Yeah, so, obviously the PGA Tour season has been underway for a little while. They have that wraparound season, and Brian Harman made the cut at the Waste Management Phoenix Open this week. Our own Savannah native, he's tied for 61st right now. He actually made the cut on the number. After 68 in the first round, he shot 74 yesterday, so not having to, he's probably not going to have the high finish that he'd like to have, but he made the cut, and as long as you make the cut, you got a chance on the weekend. And then in the web.com tour just started. They're down in Latin America, and Mark Silver's made the cut last week in Panama. He made the cut again this week in Bogota, Colombia, and he's off to a good start. He had a real nice finish last week. Silver's, I think he finished in the top 20 last week. He played really well on the weekend. And also, young man from Buford, South Carolina, named Mark Anderson, is playing really well on the web.com tour. He's right now in Colombia, in Bogota, Colombia. He is tied for, I think, 13th or 14th at the web.com tour event. So Mark's off to a good start this year. And I think one of those two Marks is going to have a big breakout year. Mark Anderson, Mark Silver, both off to a great start in 2016. You know, we obviously follow Mark Silver very closely because he's from Savannah, and he just seems to be right on the cusp of becoming becoming a bigger name in professional golf. So we're certainly following him pretty closely this weekend.
Well, you know, you're into the golf scene and you follow very closely. So the web.com tour, in my mind, being the average sports fan, lay sports fan, it's like the minor leagues of golf, isn't it?
Yeah, it's basically AAA baseball is what it is. And actually, the way they've got it structured now, if you do well on the web.com tour, you move up into the PGA tour. So it's there's not a lot of separation or difference between the guys who are good on the web.com tour and the guys who play on the PGA tour. So if you're playing web.com, you're very close to playing in on the PGA tour. Of course, you know, Mark Silvers last year made the cut at the U.S. Open after qualifying, so he obviously can play with these guys. He's at that level. It's just a matter now of breaking through and becoming more consistent, and he's well on his way to doing that, Carl.
Yeah, and I'm Carl DeMasi. You'll listen to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, heard every Saturday right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. I'm talking to my weekly guest, the columnist Stephen Ellen Leakes, a lot of expertise in the golf field. But I know Wednesday you had to be paying attention. It was National Signing Day. How did you think the new coach, Kirby Smart, did with the recruits he wants to come play football at UGA?
You know, it's interesting, and as you know, I sometimes have a little different perspective on things than a lot of people. I wouldn't really consider this Kirby Smart's class. I mean, he obviously is the head coach right now, but he wasn't really part of the recruiting process until the last 2 weeks. So most of this class that they signed in Athens this week can really still be attributed to Mark Richt and the previous staff. And I think it's a good class. I mean, obviously, I think they got it ranked maybe number 6 or 7 in the country, depending on where you look. And there's some really good players in there. What I would say, though, is, Carl, I'm not sure these are the kind of players that Kirby Smart would have chosen to recruit. He's, for everything we hear, he's going to focus very heavily on offensive line, defensive line, just like they did at Alabama. And this class, quite frankly, was pretty weak in those areas. Defensive line was good. Offensive line was pretty weak. We didn't really get as many offensive linemen as I think Kirby Smart would prefer. I think next year you'll see the kind of recruiting that Kirby Smart's going to do, and I think it'll focus a lot more heavily on the offensive line.
Yeah, well, with Chubb coming back, we know he'll bounce back. Look what Mr. Gurley did for the Rams this year. I'm excited about it, which leads us into the biggest day tomorrow in sports arena here in the United States. That's the Super Bowl. Well, what's your choices there, Steve?
Honestly, I don't follow either one of these teams, and I didn't really get excited about the playoffs this year too much because the Falcons weren't a part of it, and I wasn't as wrapped up in it as usual. Watched the last round, the division championships. I was awfully impressed with Carolina, Cam Newton. It's almost pretty similar to what he did at Auburn, where maybe the team around him isn't exactly championship caliber, but he is so good and so difficult to defend that he elevates the rest of his team. I just have a tremendous amount of respect for what he's able to do as an athlete. I think he's one of the most unique athletes we've ever seen in the history of sports because of his size and his ability to throw the ball, run the ball, but also he has some sort of unique characteristics that we haven't seen before. So I would imagine that Cam Newton is too much to defend for the Broncos. I don't really understand how they won their 2 playoff games, and I'd expect Carolina to have a fairly easy victory in the game tomorrow.
Well, okay, but you are the columnist, you are the journalist, you write great stories, but it's got to be one of the greatest stories out there. Peyton Manning running out on that white horse after he wins the Super Bowl. That would be pretty exciting story, wouldn't it?
Yeah. If you're cheering for the best stories, the best story would certainly be for Denver to find a way to win. And Peyton Manning he's had such an unusual season. I mean, in a lot of ways, he really hasn't played very well. In fact, he's played pretty poorly, but he's still receiving kind of that attention that a star would receive. Quite frankly, if his name was anything other than Peyton Manning, he probably would have been cut from that team. So, it's interesting that the level of attention. I think one thing that Manning has done a terrific job of this week is giving credit to the rest of the team, because they're really there, let's face it, because their defense is so good that it has nothing to do with their offense. Their offense is pretty hard to watch most of the time. So he's done a nice job, as he always has, of being a leader and saying the right things. And he said the right things this week. He said, we're here because of our defense. We're just going to try to do the best we can and hope they keep us in the game. And I think that's their best chance, Carl, is maybe they get a defensive touchdown or a safety or something along those lines. Because offensively, unless something has changed dramatically over the past 2 weeks, I don't think they're going to be able to do very much on offense.
So you heard it. Stephen Elmo Weeks, the columnist, is choosing the Carolina Panthers. Stephen, appreciate it. Keeping up with us on the golf news. And once again, sharing your expertise on the other sports that we talk about. And I'll talk to you later on. And thanks for coming on.
Yep. Thank you, Carl. I appreciate it. We'll see you later on.
You got it. And that's Stephen Elmo Weeks, the columnist from the Savannah Morning News. Covers a lot of golf for the Savannah Morning News. Does a great job. Big Bulldogs fan, Falcons fan, going with the Carolina Panthers. But like you said, the journalist that he is, the best story would be Peyton Manning winning the Super Bowl, and this is probably his last year. Well, next up, we're going to talk to the Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. She's from St. Vincent Academy. She's a three-sport athlete. She's a cross-country runner. She plays basketball. From my understanding, a defensive wizard. And, of course, she's out there on the soccer field with one of the best soccer programs here, girls' soccer programs, and that's the St. Vincent Academy soccer program. We're going to talk to Isabel McDonald. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah.
February 20th, Grand Prize of America Avenue on Hutchinson Island in the heart of Savannah. It's the first annual ESPN Diabetes 5K and Fun Run, raising awareness and funds for diabetes research. Hosted by 3-N-Out personality and type 1 diabetes survivor BJ Bennett.
Join me and join the fight against diabetes by helping to raise funds for a condition that adversely affects millions of people. Stop by for a great time and a great cause. Bring your family and friends as we raise funds and raise awareness in the fight against diabetes.
The Diabetes 5K and Fun Run is a great event for a great cause. And you can get registered right now. Look for the ESPN Diabetes 5K on Facebook and click on the link to SavannahRaces.com. Do it today to register at a special discounted rate. Fun, prizes, music, vendors. It's all coming to the ESPN Diabetes 5K and Fun Run February 20th. Get registered now.
Are you looking to buy a house or refinance your current mortgage? Stop right now. My name is David Soderlund, owner of Harbor Mortgage Company, and I'm here to walk you through it all. Taking out a mortgage these days can be confusing, to say the least. What type of loan should I take out? What do I qualify for? Is my credit score good enough? Or how do we get started? At Harbor Mortgage, we've got your answers. We've helped individuals and families from all walks of life, from 800 credit score home buying veteran to the credit challenged first time home buyer and everyone in between. At Harbor Mortgage, we do VA loans, FHA loans, conventional loans, jumbo loans. We do all of them. When it comes to getting a mortgage, we'll have your game plan. To start that conversation, call 912-920-0770. Visit us online at harbormortgagecompany.com or simply stop by our office on King George Boulevard. There's no obligation, there is no pressure, and there's no upfront money. Let's just have a conversation. At Harbor Mortgage, we're here for you. Visit us online at harbormortgagecompany.com or call 912-920-0770. Harbor Mortgage, your light in the fog.
Georgia Residential Mortgage License 16551, MLS number 168026.
Hey guys, it's Andreas at MetalPressions.com, your local artisan jeweler online in Savannah, Georgia. Valentine's Day is coming up this year, and you don't want to bomb it again with flowers that die or chocolate that makes you fat. So come to MetalPressions.com, and we'll help you design a custom piece of personalized handmade jewelry your Valentine's Day sweetheart is going to love. So give us a call, 800-554-8196, 800-554-8196, or visit us at MetalPressions.com, and we'll help keep you out of the doghouse.
River Street Sweets, Savannah's original candy store, is the perfect place to find sweet treats for your Valentine. Hand-dipped chocolates and chocolate-covered strawberries for Valentine's Day, and don't forget the world-famous pralines and creamy chocolate bear claws. Visit River Street Sweets in Savannah on East River Street and their Midtown location in Habersham Village. Place your gift order online anytime at riverstreetsweets.com. Voted best candy store in Savannah for 11 years in a row. Visit River Street Sweets today for uniquely delicious Valentine gifts.
The Georgia Southern Eagles are soaring into a new campaign. Basketball season and single game tickets are on sale now at gseagles.com. All 15 men's games, all 15 women's games, including 9 Sun Belt Conference doubleheaders. Season tickets start as low as $65 per sport, or you can purchase a combo season ticket for only $120. Catch every shot, every steal, every slam dunk. Call 1-800-GSU-WIN or head to gseagles.com. Georgia Southern Hoops, the journey continues.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it's so good to be able to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School. We would consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Kim Rice, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299.
Now back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
And remember, I'm Carl DeMasi. Today's show is brought to you, or is right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. And this is always my favorite part. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. This is where we bring on the kids that have excelled. Now, everybody thinks it has to be the superstar, the high scorer, the person that everybody knows about. It could be somebody else. And this is pretty special today because she doesn't get much recognition on the basketball court over at St. Vincent except from her coach, of course, Marie Dotson, and then, of course, her athletic director, Dawn Odom. She comes off the bench. She's as what they classified defensive specialist. She plays great defense. She's averaging 3 rebounds a game. But she also, people don't know this, she's a 3-sport athlete. In cross country, she finished 4th in the region. She finished top 20 in the state. Of course, she's playing basketball. She's been playing basketball for 4 years, 3 years under Marie Dotson. And on soccer, she plays defense. What else? She's a defensive specialist in soccer also. She's also been all region. So, I mean, just a great career over there at St. Vincent Academy. And once again, our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from St. Vincent Academy, senior Isabel McDonald.
Hi, how are you today?
Hey, it's great that you could be in here. It's great that we could talk about, you know, your athletic career over at St. Vincent's, and I'm excited about it. 3-sport athlete. I mean, just a great job. Marie Dotson says your work ethic is great, and you're a hard worker in the classroom and on the field. Coach Odom says, you know, you're one of the leaders over there at St. Vincent Academy. So let's get into sports. You play 3 sports.
Right.
Cross country, basketball, and soccer. All right. When did you get thrown into the sports arena? Your mom and dad say go play sports. Or, you know, when did it all start?
Exactly. Well, I'm pretty sure it started in 3rd grade. They just threw me out there. I played for CGSA soccer, and they were like, you know, just go play. And I was like, okay, I'll go. And I remember our team was the Pink Panthers, and we just went and played, and it was great. So,
well, you know, cross country, 4th in the region, top 20 in the state. I mean, I like bringing the cross country runners in and asking this question. What do you like so much about running?
You see, everyone asks me that, and they're like, oh, gosh, why? And I'm like, you know, I just like it because you get prepared for basketball and soccer, obviously, but just the, you know, I guess thrill of running.
Thrill of running, but yes. You're by yourself, but it also becomes a team sport when you get there and the team, you know, finishes in, you know, the high points total and all that other stuff.
Exactly.
So it's got to be a lot of fun. Now, 3-sport athlete, what do you like most about sports? Why do you participate so much?
I have to say it's the teamwork ethics of it. So I just have to always be, you know, work as a team. In defense, exactly, on soccer, you always have to shift with everyone. It's always, you know, back 4, so you always have to shift with everyone and, you know, play as a team.
Now, you know, you're talking about defense, and that was the big thing that Marie Dotson and Dawn Odom said, that you're a very good defensive player, and whether it's basketball or soccer, and that goes in. What makes you such a great defensive player in either sport?
Well, I guess I keep the intensity up on the court, as Coach Dotson likes to say it. But Coach Dotson always talks about mental toughness, and that even translates into life itself. So, you know, it's great, the mental toughness of the game. And
you got to be able to deal with adversity,
yes,
and deal with things going wrong,
yes,
you know, especially on defense when the, you know, the ball gets past the midfielders, or in basketball when they're on that fast break. Now, so, you know, being a three-sport athlete, okay, whether you want to use all three sports, how do you make yourself a better athlete, or a better when you're in cross country? What's your routine to get better, or basketball, soccer? What's your routine to make yourself a better athlete?
Well, I guess basketball, just watching others play. Like college, I was watching Kentucky and UPenn and UConn. So, you know, that was a great game. So just watching others.
Now, as far as you know, of course, cross country, basketball, and soccer, also – you play all year round. I mean, outside of school, you're also playing traveling soccer. That helps you be a better athlete also, right?
Right, exactly, yes. So, I stopped playing sophomore year, but, you know, travel soccer and AAU basketball has really helped with coming along in the season. So
now, you know, you're nominated for basketball. You had a great win the other night. Congratulations.
Thank
beating
you.
Jeff Davis, who only had, what, one loss on the whole season or two losses on the whole season.
Yes,
probably,
sir,
one of the top teams in your region, right?
Right.
So, you know, as far as that goes, about basketball, did you have any personal goals for basketball? I mean, like cross country, you probably said you wanted to win the state, and soccer, you want to win, go to the Final Four or win that. What about basketball?
So, as I said, like, I'm very defensive, but I need to work on my offense. So just, you know, getting more points on the board and rebounds.
getting the ball in the basket, that's
yes,
the name of the game.
Yes,
so,
name of the game.
Now, as far as the team goes, Marie Dotson, the head coach over there, she came back. Great coach, great person. As far as the team goals for basketball this year, you guys set any goals for the team?
Yes, we want to win region, so that is our goal, and make it far in state.
Which happens all next week, and you beat the number one team right now, but, you know, you had a heartbreaker last night on the road out there in Long County, so you got a shot at doing it. So I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400, FM 100.3. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete Week. I'm talking to senior three-sport athlete Isabel MacDonald, okay? And we're talking about her basketball season right now. Now, give a shout-out to somebody else on the team that's having a good year.
Oh, Sarah Stewart, Madison Powers, and Brianna Johnson are all having a great season. So,
anything special about those four players?
We just all, when we're in, we just all work together. So it's a click.
Are all the other girls seniors too?
Yes, sir.
The senior group clicking together. So, once again, Sarah Stewart. We know about Sarah Stewart. And, of course, Maddie Powers. And the other person was?
Brianna Johnson.
Brianna Johnson.
Getting
okay.
Rebounds left and right. So,
well, you know, you have to have the what we call the blue-collar workers that's going to get the rebounds and
right.
Get the ball to the scorers like Stewart and Powers, okay? Now, outside of sports, outside of athletics, you know, do you do any other extracurricular activities besides your academics, or do you have time to do other extracurricular activities?
The thing is, time is the essence. So, no, time, I have school and basketball or soccer or cross country. So.
Yeah, but like in the National Honor Society, Leadership Club.
Yes, National Honor Society. I'm treasurer of the Student Council and Leadership Club, president of that. So.
Keeps you busy.
Yeah, it does.
Keeps you a little busy, okay?
It does.
Now, you being a three-sport athlete, I know sports, you know, has meant a lot to you, but playing a sport, what does it mean to you and being a student, finding time to go out there and play sports? What has sports meant to Isabel MacDonald?
Sports has meant to me, like I said, the teamwork, you know, just being together and making memories. So, you know, just all of that.
Goes right into the next question, okay? How long have you been at St. Vincent's?
I've been there for 4 years.
For 4 years. Where'd you go before St. Vincent's?
Blessed Sacrament.
So you've been part of the Catholic parochial school. What is your greatest memory of St. Vincent's? What has St. Vincent's meant to Isabel?
Well, I want to say sisterhood, which is kind of cliche, but just, you know, the whole sisterhood aspect of it. I have to say my greatest memory was two nights ago when we beat Jeff Davis. It was when we beat Vidalia last year, my junior year, but Jeff Davis was an upset. So,
and even though you've had such success in soccer too, right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
So, all right, now, you know, behind every good student or good kid is their parents, and behind every good athlete is, you know, are their coaches. So tell us about Marie Dotson or Coach Traverti and Coach
Sims. Yes.
What have they done for you?
So I'll start with cross country. Coach Sims, she's, you know, great. She's so nice, so, like, determined. Every time we go to state, she gives us the Notre Dame speech, you know, right before.
Win one for the Gipper.
Yes, right before we take off. And basketball, Coach Dotson, she is amazing. She, you know, mental toughness is her thing, her key, like – I will always remember her. Coach Traverdi, she's, you know, determined as well. We made it to the Elite Eight every year, but this year I really think with Sarah Stewart and everyone else up on the front, we will definitely make it. So,
thank you. So, you know, your 4 years are coming to a close. You got another 2-3 months left of school. Now look into the future. You got schools recruiting you, whether it be for cross country and soccer, whether they're big or small. That's a feather in your cap because they've noticed your athletic ability. What do you want to achieve in the future?
You know, I think I want to just go out college and soccer and, you know, continue my career in soccer and possibly, you know, who knows, get my MBA and everything else. So.
Well, once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. I always say once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. We're live here in the ESPN radio studio in the Savannah Mall. I'm talking to Isabel McDonald. She is our Weatherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week. And that's why for February 6th, Isabel McDonald, for her accolades on the basketball court, her defensive powers on the basketball court, but now we know it's soccer too. She is from St. Vincent's Academy. They put volleyball on it. I got to take it back. It was for St. Vincent's Academy basketball, and that's Isabel McDonald. Keep up the great work. Good luck next week in the region tournament.
Yes, thanks,
and
Coach.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Hold on to that right away so we can finish up this segment. So if your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time, it makes you mad, the pain drives you crazy, you just want to pick up something and throw it across the room, if you can, well, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to move better, have a less painful life, and of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located at two locations in Savannah, Georgia, right at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and Dr. Bart will be there on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And the other location is in Pooler, Georgia, on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Well, next up, we're going to talk a little Super Bowl food with the man himself, the host of Eat It and Like It, former sportscaster himself, Jesse Blanco. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3 WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah.
I'm Mark Woolsey with the Georgia News Network. Officials say a chase that led to a standoff with a couple suspected in a multi-state crime spree began with a report of a robbery at a famous footwear store in Pensacola Thursday night. That chase into early Friday ended near Milton, Florida, as authorities traded gunfire with and killed 30-year-old Blake Fitzgerald. His girlfriend was wounded and remained under guard Saturday at a hospital. Police near Atlanta say a man suspected of shooting his wife after he was served with a temporary protective order has been arrested. Clayton County Police said in a statement Friday that 66-year-old Eddie Mac Allison allegedly shot his 44-year-old wife to death in a domestic dispute. A joint sex sting operation coordinated by Tennessee and Georgia officials and with a focus on child sex predators is wrapped up with the arrest of a dozen Georgians and a total of 35 from both the Dalton area and Chattanooga. I'm Mark Woolsey on the Georgia News Network.
Congenital heart defects are the number one birth defect in the U.S., with nearly 1 in 100 babies born with CHDs each year. Between 2 and 3 million people live with CHDs, including more than 1 million adults. Despite advances in medicine, 15% of children with CHDs don't live past their 18th birthday. CHD research and programs are severely underfunded. The Congenital Heart Walk aims to correct this problem at the grassroots level. The Greater Atlanta Congenital Heart Walk will be held Saturday, April 30th at J.R. Miller Park in Marietta. Find out more at congenitalheartwalk.org.
Here's NASCAR Nationwide Series driver Justin Allgaier for Brandt.
Winning is about managing the variables that every race throws at us each week. The American farmer has to deal with the changing variables that Mother Nature delivers each week, too. Brandt powers us on track and powers and partners with the American farmer every day. And that winning partnership has been in place ever since 1953. Learn more about how Brandt and their products can help you online at www.brandt.co.
International Diamond Center makes Valentine's sweeter than ever this year with an unprecedented offer. Just spend $99 or more on a fabulous piece of jewelry, and we'll give you some Valentine's sweets, flowers, and a gift card for dinner absolutely free. This is an offer only IDC can make. Just buy any jewelry for $99 or more, and we'll give you a gift card for dinner at Collins Quarters, flowers from Garden on the Square, and sweet treats from Marché de Macaroons all free. And you're going to love the collection of affordable Valentine's gifts we've put together, including the really popular Forever Us two-stone rings you've seen on TV. Other stores sell them for
$500 and up. But at International Diamond Center, you can get a fabulous two-stone ring for as low as $299. Make Valentine's one to remember this year with one-stop shopping. Pick out that perfect gift at International Diamond Center. Spend just $99 or more, and we'll give you the dinner, the flowers, and the sweets at no charge. International Diamond Center on Mall Boulevard, Savannah's direct diamond importer.
It's a brand new day, and M-Market's doing business in a brand new way. M-Market is making their commitment to fresh food and good health more convenient than ever. Stop in today and experience M-Market's gourmet coffees. Take comfort knowing our 100% Colombian coffee is part of the Rainforest Alliance. And our reusable, recyclable, re-enjoyable coffee mug refills are just 79 cents. M-Market, fresh choices, friendly faces, enriching lives in the communities we serve.
Good times, good friends, and good food. Come join the family at Basil's Pizza and Deli on Wilmington Island, Johnny Mercer Boulevard next to Ace. Thanks to you, Basil's Pizza and Deli has meant family-friendly food and fun 7 days a week for more than 15 years. Check out the new bar at Basil's with over 16 craft brews on tap, big games on big TVs, and live music inside or outside on the deck Thursday through Sunday, and the best pizza in town. So bring your family to meet our family. Good times, good friends, good food. Basil's Pizza and Deli.
Now, more Carl DeMasi on ESPN 104.3 WSEG.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. Great girl. Just had a Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Isabel McDonald. She's a three-sport athlete, cross-country, basketball, and soccer. Does a great job. And once again, you don't have to be the high scorer, the star athlete. Defensive, I guess you would say a defensive wizard, from what I'm told by Marie Dotson and Dornholm over at St. Vincent's Academy. She's a big part of their athletic program. So once again, thank her for coming on. Well, we got Super Bowl 50 coming up, and I don't think I've missed the Super Bowl, but I've never missed any food that's been put on the plate or at the party when I've gone to a Super Bowl party, and I've been to a lot of Super Bowl parties. So once again, I thought this would be a good chance to get a former sportscaster, sports anchor right here in Savannah, Georgia. People don't realize that. He made a little stint a couple of months ago, last year coming back, but now he's got his own show, and I love watching it. My wife is a big fan, and that's, of course, Eat It and Like It, hosted by Jesse Blanco, and he's joining us now on the ESPN Radio Hotline, my man from Miami, Jesse Blanco. Jesse, how's it going?
It's going all right. How about you, sir?
Hey, always a lot of fun talking to you, and I don't know if you remember, many, many years ago, you were the guest speaker at the Knights of Columbus captain's kickoff banquet.
I remember that very well, actually. I think about that evening quite a bit. I got asked, who do you think is the best team in the area with a room full of kids from all of these different schools, and talk about being put on the spot, my goodness. Which, by the way, before we go any deeper into our chat this morning, I wanted to take a second and express my condolences to the BC family for their loss this week. That was just horrible. I never got to meet the young man, but I know all about him and heard many, many things. And it's a sad loss for this community and the BC family. So I just wanted to express my condolences very quickly.
Yeah, I was going to start the show for that. We had a little glitch. Jabari Bryant passed away too soon.
Yep.
Mercy University, BC cadet class of 2010. I know him very well.
Yeah.
Watched him play high school basketball. My son knows him. And it's unbelievable, Jesse. I mean, you
being very sad, very sad, unfortunate circumstances, and hopefully the gentleman responsible will be gone for a long time.
Yeah, well, my thoughts and prayers are with the family, just like you. I hope that happens too. Just a great kid taken too soon again.
So you got your menu planned for tomorrow?
Do I have a menu planned? Anything put on the plate, I'm going to eat it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I mean, he didn't like it. Tell everybody how you got involved in. Now you've gone from a sportscaster to a news reporter, now to an expert on food.
Yeah, well, you know, it was kind of easy. I spent 20 some odd years, talking about sports, 13 in sports, and then I jumped over to news so I could have weekends off. And food was always a hobby. I got the foodie bug bite, if you will, back in the early 90s. And I like to tinker with flavors and experiment on the weekend and bake bread and do all kinds of silly stuff. So it was always a hobby. And so the opportunity came along to tinker with some TV and food, and I tried it, and it went well. And so we were like, yeah, let's just see where this takes us. And 4 years later, it took us to a spot where I gave up my career in news and sports and all of it altogether to pursue this full time. And I'm very lucky in that regard to have done news for as long as I did and loved it, but also find another passion where I can go into self-employment. And at my age, you know, hey, it's time to do my own thing and write my own script. So I'm having a blast. The blog, eatitandlikeit.com, turned 5 years old this week, believe it or not. And the TV show is a little over 4 years old, but it's one of the highest-rated TV shows in town. And we're running with it as far as it'll go.
Well, you know, I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm talking to Jesse Blanco, now the host of Eat It and Like It, and he's been doing this now for 4 years. His blog's 5 years old now. Congratulations.
Thank
How did you.
You
wind up in Savannah, Georgia?
What brought me here?
You got it.
I was a sportscaster down in Fort Myers, Florida. That was my first real on-air job. My first official on-air job was up in Athens. A lot of people don't know this. I attended the University of Georgia for a little under a year, but I left Athens, got my first on-air job in Fort Myers, and then, you know, like anybody else, you look to move up the ranks, and I applied for a job here at WSAV in winter of 99. And I got a call, and they brought me here to interview. And we went to lunch at Johnny Harris. That was my first ever meal in this city. And I got the job, and my wife and I, we were newlyweds at the time. We fell in love with the city. And we moved away in 2003, but we had a chance to come back in 08. And we said, if we go back to Savannah, we're not leaving. So here we are.
And the reason why I got this man on now is his expertise now in, of course, sports and food. So we're having a Super Bowl party. Well, what's your menu there, Jesse?
Super Bowl parties. My wife looks at me crooked every time I say that, but I'm one of those guys, and I know there are a lot out there. The bigger the game, the fewer people I want around watching, because I've been to Super Bowl parties, and yeah, okay, they're fine, but what ends up happening is, you know, I'm a football fan. We are football people. We like the game. We are actually at this event to watch the game. You've got a late third quarter. It's 3rd and 16. You need this first down to keep this drive going, and you hear somebody cackling in the background about Donald Trump or something. It's like, you know, this isn't about that. This is about the game, where you get someone who stands in front of the TV, and there are too many distractions when you're there to watch a game. So I avoid them. Yeah, I've been to one or two here and there, but they're not my favorite thing to do. I'd rather watch at home. So tomorrow will be me, my wife, my daughter, my sister. That's it.
Well, what are you going to put out there? What are you guys going to eat? What do you recommend?
No, it's funny. Thursday night, my wife and I had a discussion, and it got a little bit heated. And she loves steak, but I'm tired of steak. And so we kind of pushed away from the table and said, okay, let's rethink this. She's doing chili, and I don't know what she's doing with the chili, but I'm going to do, on the side, I'm going to do some pork medallions with spaghetti with black pepper and pecorino romano cheese. Very simple. There's going to be no overeating and no big spread, and I realize the day is conducive to that. Excess and calling sick to work on Monday and all that good stuff, but when you're self-employed and you call in sick, you just got to make up for the time yourself. So I'm going to take it easy tomorrow. Besides the fact that I eat every day for a living, you know, overindulging one day is, you know, usually I call that Wednesday.
You got me rolling here, Jesse. You got me rolling. I'm talking to Jesse Blanco, the host of Eat It and Like It. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're having a lot of fun talking about food for Super Bowl. And I know a lot of people are going to be shocked. Jesse, I'm the same way you are. I want to sit on a couch and I want to watch the game.
Yeah.
Of course, I want to have some food with it, but I want to watch the game. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I really got turned off by big, you know, overdone Super Bowl parties was, goodness, almost 20 years ago, where I was at a party and there was a big projection screen, but some lady had a little bit too much to drink, and she kept standing in front of the TV, and it was a projection, so it was casting her shadow, And the first time, okay, you know, people are coming and going in a big room or whatever. You deal with it. You put yourself in a crowd. You have to roll with it. But she kept standing in front of the TV, and finally, by the third quarter, I snapped. Well, it turned, I didn't know who she was. It turned out she was the host of the party's girlfriend, and he snapped at me when I snapped at her. And at that point, I said, you know what? The best way to avoid silliness like that, because she clearly had no interest in the game, is to not put yourself in that situation. So I've been to a few since then, but I more than likely typically stay home.
I got you on that one. I really, you know, when I was in New York, we used to have a lot of parties at the volunteer firehouse and a lot of time, but I'd always find a corner where I could watch TV, a TV by itself, and I could watch the game. But anything exciting coming up on the show that we want to let the public know?
Tomorrow we are we're going to spend some time over in Hilton Head Island, and we're going to preview the Food and Wine Festival over there, which is coming up next month. But next week we're going to dabble in some desserts. Next Sunday is Valentine's Day, so we're going to show you some amazing desserts that I don't know that anyone is going to want to attempt to make them at home, but they're going to make you want to say, I need to eat and like that. I need to go there and try that. Some amazing talent in this area, and we'll be sharing it next Sunday morning. 7:30.
I want to make this quick. I'm getting off the food. You're a big Miami guy. Yeah. How do you like the hiring of Mark Richt?
You know, I'm wearing my UM t-shirt right now. You know, the analogy that I like to use lately is I kind of like when I wear my, you know, you've seen me around town with my gear. I'll wear my hat or I'll wear my shirt,
yeah.
But I've always been that guy. I've always been proud to be a Miami guy. And I kind of feel like now this year I'm walking around with everybody's ex-wife, you know, and it's like they no one will say a bad thing about her. Everybody agrees that she's beautiful, but they just know that at some point she's going to embarrass me too, like she embarrassed them. And that's why they had to get rid of her. So I'm kind of like, well, you know, I think a change will be good for everybody. And I think Miami's going to do very well. And, you know, I don't need to explain to our listeners about the recruiting base down there that he will have to work from. And we'll see. You know, I'd like to hope that they're going to do better than they had been doing, which was kind of irrelevant. But, you know, we're excited. And I'm happy for Georgia fans that they got who they wanted. They got themselves an alum, and everything should move forward there. If Kirby is even half a Nick Saban, I think they're in good hands. But hey, I'll take Georgia's leftovers. You watch us win a national championship before Kirby does. And there, I just dropped the gauntlet. How about that?
You got that, buddy. Well, Jesse, tell everybody what time the show is. You didn't like it. Where they can go find it. And once again,
hosted by me, Sunday morning, 7:30 on WSAV. We are one of the highest rated shows in the city. At various points, we were the highest rated local show outside of newscast. It's incredibly popular. You can find out more about it at eatandlikeit.com. But we just take you around and show you different places to eat and some good food and some great people. It's just as much to me about the people as it is the food. So it's a network style show. I think anybody who's seen that would agree to that. And but it's all local and regional, and we have a great time.
And that's what I like about it, and that's why I like doing a show, because it's all about local guys like you. Even you're from Miami.
That's
I'm going
right.
to root for Miami, too, now. I appreciate you coming on. Enjoy the game with the wife and the family.
Thank
I appreciate
you. Go,
it, Jesse.
Go Broncos. Thank you, sir.
Have a good one.
All right. Take care.
Jesse Blanco, I mean, great guy, former sportscaster, and, you know, the first Knights Columbus captain's pre-kickoff party I went to. He was the guest speaker host, and I knew this guy was a good guy, and I watched his sportscast all the time, and now he's got me watching his food. You know, that's me. Food and sports, that's what I love. And once again, thanks, Jesse, for coming on. Jesse Blanco, 7:30 every Sunday morning on WSAV. We'll be right back. We're going to turn two with P.J. Zucco. I know I'm not going to have a lot of time left, but you're listening to the Call of the Monster Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah.
February 20th.
February 20th.
Grand Prize of America Avenue on Hutchinson Island in the heart of Savannah.
Heart of Savannah.
It's the first annual ESPN Diabetes 5K and Fun Run. Raising awareness and funds for diabetes research. Hosted by 3 and Out personality and type 1 diabetes survivor BJ Bennett.
Join me and join the fight against diabetes by helping to raise funds for a condition that adversely affects millions of people. Stop by for a great time and a great cause. Bring your family and friends as we raise funds and raise awareness in the fight against diabetes.
The Diabetes 5K and Fun Run is a great event for a great cause. And you can get registered right now. Look for the ESPN Diabetes 5K on Facebook and click on the link to SavannahRaces.com. Do it today to register at a special discounted rate.
Fun, prizes, music, vendors.
It's all coming to the ESPN Diabetes 5K and Fun Run February 20th. Get registered now.
To hit a home run, you need to anticipate all the options. And just like in our daily lives, it's better to be prepared before you're thrown a curveball. As one of the oldest and most trusted independent insurance agencies in the Southeast, Bernard Williams Insurance believes in preparing for those unexpected challenges that life throws our way. By providing the best coverage, loss control, and claim services in the industry, Bernard Williams Insurance and auto owners make sure that you are ready for the next pitch. And we appreciate our clients and our communities for letting us be members of their teams for over 80 years. Whether it's home, auto, life, health, business, or financial planning, let Bernard Williams Insurance and auto owners help you plan a winning strategy. For more information, call us at 912-234-4476 or visit us at thepowerofthesHield.com.
A revolution in auto care. That's RPM Auto Works at 1694 Chatham Parkway. That's because RPM Auto Works is totally transparent. You can watch the repairs to your vehicle from the comfort of their glass waiting room or receive photos while you're at work or home. RPM Auto Works is setting new standards for total car care in the Savannah area by creating an open, honest show-and-tell relationship with customers. You will never be upsold services you don't need. RPM Auto Works performs diagnostics, service, and repairs on all makes and models, too, and takes the time to educate you as to your needs now and in the future. All makes, all models, all services, foreign and domestic. That's RPM Auto Works, a revolution in auto care. Owner Rick Broussard is a proud Benedictine alumni. Online at rpmautoworks.com or give them a ring at 912-651-5500. That's 912-651-5500.
For Valentine's Day, give the most important woman in your life a gift of diamonds from Levy Jewelers. Come in for 25% off our large selection of red-tagged diamond fashion jewelry. We offer the highest quality and now at an even better value with financing at 0%. Our selection of diamond rings, necklaces, bracelets, pendants, and earrings come in all shapes and sizes to fit any budget. Every woman wants a Levy Jewelers silver box. Levy Jewelers and Valentine's Day, the perfect combination since 1900.
There's always fun in store at Big Frog Custom T-Shirts.
Big Frog.
With no setup or design fees and no minimum, you can let your creativity shine through for businesses, groups, or just for you.
At Big Frog, we believe customer service is a precious commodity, so we treat you right, help you create the perfect design from thousands of possibilities, and produce a custom product that'll leave you smiling. Gift certificates are now available. We love what we do, and you will too.
Big Frog Custom T-Shirts.
Big Frog.
1909 East Victory Drive. Across from Target. Now back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3. And you're listening to the only local live sports talk radio show on Saturday mornings right here in Savannah, Georgia. And it's the only live talk show on Saturday morning. So once again, we have the live talk show, only live talk show during the week from Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, but that's 3 and out. But Let's go on. I got to do this quick. We tried to get turn two, where I like to talk about two trending points. We're only going to do turn one right here with my man, PJ Zucco, host of High School First Look during the sports season right here, high school football season right here on ESPN Savannah. PJ, what's up?
Hey, Carl.
Hey, I mean, we got through the show. We're down to the last part. I want to make this quick. Super Bowl 50. That's the most hottest trending topic now in sports. Well, what do you got, buddy?
I'll tell you what, I'm kind of surprised no one's taken this angle so far. I haven't heard it talked about a lot. Then again, a lot of other storylines to look at when you look at this football game. But I think the Panthers are going to win. I think it'd be fantastic for Peyton Manning to ride off into the sunset with another Super Bowl. I hate to be on the bandwagon, but I don't think that's going to happen. But I don't think it's going to happen. Is I talked to the guys a little bit about it yesterday on you know, the running game for the Carolina Panthers is really where it all starts. And I don't think meat inside for the Denver Broncos defense is good enough. It is as good as the other parts of their defense. Pass rush, their linebackers, their outside linebackers especially, are very, very good. Their secondary is very, very good. But Pittsburgh was able to run the ball a little bit on Denver, pretty well actually, with a third and fourth string running back. New England didn't really attack them like that. They attacked them through the passing game, as most Patriots teams do, and they obviously didn't have a lot of success. But with Jonathan Stewart, Mike Tolbert back there in the backfield, and some other guys as well, a guy named Cam Newton who's going to run the football some also, maybe with some QB power and whatnot, I think they're going to come and attack the middle of that defense, start things out, and I think once you pull the secondary up a little bit, then you can hit the big play over the top. And frankly, I just don't think the Broncos have enough firepower on offense to counter that. But you know, and it really all starts with the Broncos. They have the ball as well, and front that the Panthers have, Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis get a lot of credit for being great linebackers, but the front four or the front line there, defensive line, especially the defensive tackles that the Panthers have, are fantastic, and I don't think they're going to be able to get that going. So I think the Panthers win this one in a pretty good defensive game, grind it out type game, but I think they win 24-13.
Well, you know, I like your choice. I know nobody is really talking much about the Panthers because of the Peyton Manning story. But I got to go back to the Atlanta Falcons beating Carolina that second to last week of the season. I'm pretty impressed with Denver's defense, which I think is a lot better than the Falcons defense. And I think they're capable of shutting down Cam Newton. And that's what you got to do. You got to shut down Cam Newton. And, you know, I love Peyton Manning to go out in that white Bronco and win the Super Bowl. But I think the key is here, if Denver's defense can keep it close, they don't let Carolina jump out like they did on Seattle and the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a good game. And I'm going to tell you right now, I think Peyton Manning's going to be not a game manager, but a big part in this game. And I think Denver's going to win 23-20.
Wow, impressive there. I mean, I do think, I'm not saying that Peyton Manning can't get it done. I do certainly, you know, believe in him and think he's been playing much better over the past couple weeks than he was to begin the season, obviously. They have some playmakers on the outside if they can get them open. But I do think it will be a grinded out game. I don't think this is going to be a blowout. That's why I'm not trying to say, you know, 38-10 or anything like that. I think the Broncos will keep it close because I think their defense and their offense, if they can get the running game going and they can, you know, spread it out a little bit, become a little bit more diverse against the Panthers, I think they will stay in it. I think it'll be a close game late, but ultimately I think the Panthers will use the things they learned in that Falcons game as well. And I think also to get the win, with those games, big lead early and they took the foot off the gas pedal a little bit. And if they're in a game, they're not going to be able to do that, which I actually kind of bodes well for them. I think having their mindset in the game the whole time instead of getting out to a big lead would actually be good for the Panthers in this one.
Well, it's going to be pretty interesting, and I know we're up against the clock here. Once again, thank you for a great job. I wish we had more time, and next week I promise you we won't get into the little glitches and we can have more time to talk about it. We'll talk about the recap of the Super Bowl. Once again, enjoy it. Have fun, PJ. Always a pleasure. Thanks for doing what you do.
I appreciate it. Glad we could get through the glitches there to start out the show, but thank you for bringing me on. Have a good weekend.
You know my motto, PJ. You got to love live radio.
That's it. Gotta love it. That's why we're in it, right?
You got it. Once again, great job to PJ Zucco, my producer. 2 hours always flies quick. Got about 20 seconds to wrap this up. Remember, have a great week, and whatever you may be doing until next weekend, always, always hit it out of the park. You're listening to Call of the Monster Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah.
Has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.